Wishing you a very merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! We've got a bulging sack.
What is the status on my wish?
Fulfilled!
A massive Christmas package. So loosen your belt.
Santa!
Hey! And get ready to receive. Because something's got to give.
It's gonna blow!
Your Christmas has come!
It's the Cab Chat Show with Super Cabby. He's a right cool blimey geezer.
Hello and welcome to the Cab Chat Christmas Show. What we're going to do first is we're going to go over to Our Drum Slayer for the last piece he did for 2019. And then we're going to hear from the rest of the team and also myself. So over to you, Drum Slayer.
Here's Drum Slayer.
Thanks, Jamie. Been quite cold lately, hasn't it? I don't know whatever happened to autumn, but you can rely on Drum Slayer. Nice to be back. I've been playing Spot the Nissan Dynamo, and I've only ever seen one, which was the one I told you about some weeks ago on the highway. Where are the rest? We need the Nissan Dynamo Cavalry or the LEVC TXC are going to have the show to themselves. Talking of the TXC, I was on the rank at Euston Station and the TXC driver gets out of his cab and says to me, could you go around? My battery's gone and I have to reboot the cab. And I'm thinking, what? I never heard about this. So I says to him, well, when you're ready, I'll leave a space for you so you can come back in front. He says, no, don't worry about it. It'll take a while, but I will be able to reboot it. So if anyone out there can inform us on Cab Chat regards this TXE phenomenon, please give us a call. First I've heard of it. I would have thought it's hard enough trying to find a charger than lose an hour charging up without having to worry about rebooting your taxi at inopportune moments. Well, you've heard about the Trail of the Lonesome Pine. Well, I've been trailing new hotels, and there's a new hotel called the Hoxton Hotel. Must be from the same group. You know, you got the one in Great Eastern Street. We all know that. And there was one in the Confused Matters in High Holborn. Well, there's now a third Hoxton Hotel at 40 Blackfriars Road, just ever so slightly north of the Ibis Hotel. And there's more new hotels. The Moxie Hotel. Have you heard of it? I'd never heard of it. When a young lady got into the cab on the rank at Bermondsey Street and said, could you take me to the Moxie Hotel? Luckily, she said Excel Centre. That was the clue. Now, the furthest I've ever been into the Excel Centre, certainly the east side, is Festoon Way. You remember the Doubletree Hilton? Well, as a continuation of Festoon Way, there's a road called Dockside Road, and it goes under the Connaught Bridge. Now, I have never seen this road in my life, but as I went down it, to my left, I saw many hotels. It was a little bit like the Bath Road, Heathrow, one hotel after the other. Obviously, they were closer to each other. There was a Hampton on Hilton. There was a Travel Lodge. And the Moxie is called the Moxie London Excel. Found it easy. But then I discovered there's more Moxie hotels in London. One in Great Eastern Street, Shoreditch. Never seen that one in my life. I'll have to look for it. And another one in Stratford. That one's called the Moxie London Stratford. And apparently it's in Great Eastern Road, which is a coincidence because we just spoke about one in Great Eastern Street, Shoreditch. Strange old name, Moxie, though, isn't it? It is inviting jibes. If you haven't had a very enjoyable stay there, can you imagine the comment form? What did you think of your stay at the Moxie? And you could reply, the Moxie was poxy. Boom, boom. I never fail to pick up passengers who want to relate to me their Uber horror stories. And the latest one was a gentleman who used Uber the day after the Westminster Bridge atrocity. Do you remember where the nutter mounted the pavement, murdered and injured innocent passers-by, and then went on to slay police constable Keith Palmer? Well, the day after, my passenger was in an Uber, and the Uber driver tells him that this whole incident of the previous day never happened. In fact, it was a government conspiracy with the connivance of the press and media to incite prejudice and hatred against Islam. The Uber driver carried on with his fanatical ideologue, so the point came when the gentleman, the passenger, had to leave the vehicle. He described the driver as a religious nutter, and he himself has never used Uber since. And from what I'm hearing, he's not alone. And one of the reasons is because the misguided public, seeing all the other apps out there, are shopping around. I'll give you an example. I picked up a fella on Sloane Square and he wanted to go to Albert Court, you know, Royal Albert Hall, close by. And he said to me on the way, what do you think Bolt would charge for this trip? Well, by the time we got there on my meter, it was £9.80. But he informed me that Bolt were willing to do the job for £2. Sloane Square to Albert Court for £2. Now, how long is that going to last? Ridiculous how these companies come in and they all try and do the same trick. And if it didn't work for Uber, and it really hasn't worked for Lyft in America, and it hasn't worked for any of these app companies, none of them make profits, how's it going to work for Bolt? And Bolt, by the way, are the ex-company called Taxify. They were thrown out of London for buying a company that already had a private hire license and thinking that they could trade under the cover of that. Well, it only lasted about 2 days, if you remember, a couple of years ago. Here's another little wheeze the mini scabs have cottoned on to. You know they have to pay the congestion charge to come into town, and they also have to pay you, Les. So for those that are out of town and they get a job coming in, it's quite inconvenient. So what they do is they tell the passenger, and this is not necessarily Uber, by the way, this is private hire in general. They tell the partner, well, it's a congestion charge plus the ULEZ. I think it's combined. It's about 24 quid, something like that. And the person has to pay it or not. Now, if they pay it, great, they come into town. So I was talking to a private hire driver and I said, but what do you do about subsequent people that want to come in? And he smiled at me and I realised what he does and what an owner it is. Okay, there might not be that many, but if he maybe now and again gets two or three in the same day, he's already paid those charges, which last for the whole day. You pay your congestion charge, it's good for the whole day. ULEZ is good for the whole day. But he doesn't tell the subsequent punters. So they pay again and again and again. He gave me a big smile, that guy. But with my hand on heart, I'm sure out of the 22,000 London black cab drivers, there's not one, if they had the chance, would do a thing like that. Surely not. And that's where I shall leave it. Hopefully, God willing, I shall talk to you all soon. Be lucky. Bye. Give a
there's a smacker under the mistletoe. It's hanging from my belt.
Cab Chat Radio Show is brought to you in association with Plan Insurance, who you can call on 0800 542 2869 or find them on the web at planinsurance.co.uk/cabchat.
So as 2019 draws to a close, there's loads of people that I need to thank for their help in producing the Cab Chat Radio Show during 2019. They include Mr. Rob Cardwell, I Am Cabman, Dal with Her Diaries, Dal Forward. I've also got to thank Joe Cartwright and John Cox for their continued inspiration and ideas for the show. Also Saul Grant, although he hasn't actually been on the show this year, he's always contributing towards the WhatsApp group, so I've got to thank Saul. Scott Fenwick, who's done a few little poems and dittos on the show, and he's always giving advice and bits and pieces on the WhatsApp group. Crispo, Steve Crisp, I've got to thank Steve for his input into the show. He's also done a couple of little interviews. And of course, 6 Mile Steve. How can we forget 6 Mile Steve? He's taking a break at the moment due to personal issues. Hopefully, he'll be back sometime in the future. But thanks very much to Steve for his input in the show with his point of the week and everything else he used to do. Also, Recap Dan. How can we forget Recap Dan from Plan Insurance, and of course the lovely Aurelie Honeysett from Plan Insurance. And while we're on the subject, can't forget me old mate Dropkick Rick. Can't forget him. And also, of course, the man who started this show with me, Mac the Cab, my mate Mark, who you may hear from very soon. Also, I'd like to thank Plan Insurance for their continued support, help, financial support, sponsorship of the show. Without them, this would be a big drain on finances, I've got to say. The sponsorship from Plan Insurance pays for all the outgoings and all the costs of producing this show every month, so that we no longer have to ask for contributions from you, the listener. I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to go over and we're going to listen to some of the contributions and Christmas messages from some of the team, some of the Cab Chat team.
Happy Christmas, everyone. It's Dan at Plan. Just to recap, happy Christmas, everyone. Wish everyone well in the new year, and I look forward to talking to you all more in 2020. Who can believe it, eh? All the best and be lucky. Dan at Plan, just to recap.
From your favourite radio station.
Hi everyone, it's Dale here. I just want to wish you all a wonderful Christmas. It's been a fantastic year, and lots of love and best wishes for the new year from Dale and Dolly. And if you're having a vegan Christmas dinner, do go to Holland and Barrett and check out their tofurkey roast. It's just like roast chicken. It's got stuffing in it as well, and I think it's only about £10, and that's what I'll be having. They also do like little sausage rolls in vegan bacon and lots of things like that, and they've got loads of chocolate goodies. They've got a whole wall full of vegan goodies, so do check it out. It's much healthier for you and much kinder Peace on Your Plate. That's the new song out this Christmas as well. As well as a good old-fashioned Christmas. So do have a good one. Lots of love, Dow and Dolly.
Cute young dog is not just for Christmas, it does till Boxing Day.
Riding through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, singing as we go.
Whoa, Dasher, Dancer, slow down. Hey, Prancer, stop looking at Vixen like that. Comet, will you control those reindeer? Oh, you naughty, naughty reindeer, you. Oh, hello, everybody in Cat Red. Oh, Santa here. I've been sent to give you a little message from one of my little elves. I believe you know him as Dropkick. Well, I understand you haven't seen him from the summer. He's been suffering from a bout of tinselitis. Not really. I've just been so busy, I needed all the elves I could get. And he kindly offered to come and help me with my parcels. And he said something about emptying my sack for me. I don't know what he meant. Naughty, naughty Dropkick. You know, I was delivering some parcels and some presents the other day into a hotel. And I was in the lobby and there was a lot of chess players, all bragging about the matches that they'd won. Yes, they were chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. Oh, I do like to have a laugh. That Dropkick has had such an infectious laugh, he gets me going every single time. Mrs. Claus loves him too. Well, I was talking to him the other day, and he said to me, "You're Santa. Any idea what Christmas dinner's going to be like after Brexit?" I didn't have a clue, and he told me, "No Brussels." He's such a card. Well, let's just hope we don't lose our national elf. Well, I would just like to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous and happy New Year. And good luck to one and all. Peace, love and happiness. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Cab Chat listeners. Merry Christmas, Jambo. Whoa, I'm off now. I have to deliver some more presents. Goodbye.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, you wonderful Cab Chat listeners. It's Scott here, the Huff. Just want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and an absolutely fantastic New Year. And with that, I shall leave you with this, my Christmas pet. I made myself a snowball, as perfect as could be. I thought I'd keep it as a pet and let it sleep with me. I made it some pyjamas and a pillow for its head. Then last night it ran away, but first it wet the bed. Merry Christmas, everybody. Be lucky.
Can you remember all of Santa's reindeers? Prancer and Dancer and Rudolph too. Donner and Blitzen and Scary and Sporty, Posh and Baby Spice.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Hey Jamie, Super Cabby, Dropkick here mate. Just thought I'd give you a quick message just to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Not just to you, it's not all about you Jamie, you know, there are other people So all the team members, all the other team members at Cab Chat HQ, hidden away in that secret bunker, beavering and working hard. I'd like to wish all of you a very, very happy Christmas. I'd like to see you all in the new year. New year, new start, all that kind of stuff. Everyone that listens to the show, I mean, after all, Jay, as you've said before, if it weren't for them, what's the point in doing it? So keep up the good work, keep all the information coming through, and just like to wish, as I say, every single one of you a very, very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And I just thought I'd leave you with a little taxi rank titter. So one Christmas Eve, Santa Claus comes down the chimney, and when he gets to the bottom, there's this gorgeous brunette waiting there for him, wearing just the sexiest lingerie that you can imagine. And she goes up to Santa and she says in her sexiest voice, "Santa, can you stay for a while?" And Santa replies, "Ho, ho, ho, I've got to go. I have to deliver toys to the children, you know." And she steps a little closer to him and she takes his beard in her hands and she starts caressing his cheeks. And she says to him, "Santa, don't you have a gift that you would like to give to me?" And Santa replies, "Ho, ho, ho, I've got to go. I have to spread Christmas cheer, you know." And she undoes her bra and she drops her bra to the floor and she gives Santa the biggest eyeful ever. And she says to him, "Santa, are you sure that there's no gift that you'd like to leave me?" And Santa looks at her and he says, "Hey, hey, hey, I might as well stay. Can't get up the bleeding chimney this way." Happy Christmas, everyone. Peace, love, happiness, everything to all those you hold dear. See you in the new year.
Hark, how the cocktails seem to flow. Gin, Tanqueray, more Chardonnay. Christmas is near, drinking good cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more Cuervo gold. Don't be the dink, watch what you drink. Don't be the dork, don't pop the cork.
Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab a stick, don't be a dick. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a butter. Don't drink and drive. If you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's.
Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Ice cubes are cold, more Cuervo gold. Don't be the dink, watch what you drink. Don't be the dork, don't pop the cork.
Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick, don't be a dick. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will land your britches in the ditches.
Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick, don't be a dick.
Cab Chat Radio Show is brought to you in association with Plan Insurance, who you can call on 0800 542 2869 or find them on the web at planinsurance.co.uk/cabchat.
So there you go, that was Dal from Dal's Diaries. Recap Dan with his Christmas message. Rob Cardwell with his Christmas message. Scott with his little ditto poem, and of course our dropkick Rick with his bits and pieces. So Christmas is a time where a lot of us take a bit of time out from driving a taxi and spend it with our family, and rightly so. We've got a lot planned for the future of Cab Chat, Monday the 6th of January, we have got the show coming live from the LCDC, where we're hoping it's going to be a bit of a big debate show like we've done in the past. That date's provisional. It may be the following Monday, but at the moment it's Monday the 6th of January. We've also got a little thing that I'm planning on doing between Christmas and New Year, which is the Cab Chat team's list of wishes for 2020. That's, you know, wishes, things that we hope would happen during 2020 to enhance our lives as cab drivers. So look out for that. Also, we're going to be continuing with the Cab Chat Pie and Mash Club meets. I think the first one in January next year will probably be at Kelly's in Roman Road, because it's reopened now. That's one that was on the list and we plan to go to this year, but it never ever happened because they didn't open. But they're now open again, so we're going to be going there. Look out for the dates for that. Also, don't forget to listen to our weekly news show that we're putting out every single Monday. There's not one this week, obviously, because it's Christmas week, and there won't be one next week because it's New Year's Eve. But there will be one on Monday the 6th of January, going out on Monday the 6th of January, so look out for that, and it'll be every single Monday after that, with the main Cab Chat show going out every Wednesday. Also coming up in Saturday, February the 8th, we've got the Hack Shack Dinner and Dance at the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel and Country Club in Bearsden in Kent. Tickets are £50 per person, free course meal, live entertainment from the wonderful, or the fantastic, Joe Cartwright and John Cox, collectively known as the Jukebox Party Band, and also a few extras thrown in as well, free course meal, coffee, everything, and a good, good night, fantastic night this year. So if you want to come along, please do get in touch. Either email me on at jamie@cabchatshow.uk, or you can give us a call or a text message or WhatsApp on 07743 161 656. Also, if you want to take part in Cab Chat Show, then please, please get in touch. We're always looking for new ideas and new, you know, people to contribute. So if you want to get in touch, it's really, you wouldn't believe how easy it is to just do a little voice memo on WhatsApp and just send it over, and we can make you sound better, put a bit of music behind it and make you sound really good. So if you want your voice to be heard, if you've got something to say, please do get in touch. As you can, as I say, on the same number, you can WhatsApp me on 07743 161 656. We can just email us admin@cabchatshow.uk, or just go to the website, and all our social media links are on the website. We've got more parody songs planned for 2020. I've already been writing some. We've just got to get down, sit down and actually produce them, make them sound good before we put them out. So there's more of those that are going to be coming. Our Life's a Parody CD is still available if you want to buy one. They're £5 each. At the moment, all of the money is going to UTEG. So if you do want one of those, please do get in touch. What we're going to do now, we're going to go over to our drum slayer, who's done a little bit of a special Christmas piece for you. So back over to you, drum slayer, and I'll be back after this.
Thanks, Jamie. Hello all. Drum Slayer here for the last time in 2019. Let's start with one good and one bad. Good. I picked up a punter up the other day who said to me he's been using cabs for 35 years and never once had a cabbie not know his destination. That's pretty good. Now bad. This afternoon, I picked a young lady up from Harrods who wanted to go to Munster Road. She said, do you take cards? I said, of course, we all take cards. It's mandatory. She said, no, you don't. Two nights ago, Terminal 5, I had to get back to Munster Road, and I asked somebody at the rank, I presume she's referring to a marshal or a steward or a warden, could you put me in a cab that definitely takes cards? So he puts her into the cab on the point. They don't really chat much during the journey, but £68 later, when they arrive in Munster Road and she offers her card as payment, the driver doesn't want a card, he wants cash. And she says, but I was put in this cab by the fella at the rank because you specifically take cards. And the driver said, well, you didn't ask me, did you? And I don't want to take a card. Thankfully, she's still using cabs, but now she asks every time. I mean, she wouldn't want to come across another trade killer, would she? Some more good. On Monday, the 25th of November, 2019, Uber lost their license. I know it's all deja vu and they can trade pending the appeal, but when I heard the news, I just put a music radio station on and aptly, you know what came on? Go Now from the Moody Blues. I don't know if Uber will ever go now, but they're tarnished, they're tainted, and slowly the public are getting the message. That's probably why the trade killers are starting to rear their ugly heads again. Here's another bad. I'm seeing more and more cabbies driving with mobile phones in their hands. It is such a risk you're taking because you can be photographed. I believe there's now cameras that can look upon you from a high, and also policemen in unmarked cars, etc., etc. You know, for the price of a cradle sticking on your windscreen, a fiver, why would you risk all that aggravation that could come your way? I shall now give you an anecdote. I picked up a fella who some time ago took a cab from Heathrow into town. Funny how a lot of these stories of trade killers emanate from Heathrow, but maybe the airport is the last resting place of our trades dinosaurs. This complainant is a regular cab user of over 20 years. He told me he had the unfortunate experience to take a cab from Heathrow into town, and he said the driver's strident racist views were forced upon him. He was captive in the cab. What could he do? He didn't really want to hear this stuff. And he said to me, really, you guys should behave like ambassadors, as you're the first person many meet on entering this country. He also mentioned the cab he drove in an aggressive manner. At the end of the day, everybody, we want people to pay us because they want to pay, not because they have to pay. And above all, we want them to use our service again and again and again. On a extremely sad note, on Wednesday, the 27th of November, the cab trade accountant, Martin Cordell, passed away. The next day, I attended Martin's funeral at Edgware Bury Lane Cemetery. Considering in the Jewish tradition, the funeral was the day after the deceased's demise, the attendance was amazing. Martin Cordell was a very, very popular person. I know in the cab trade, he was Marmite. Some people loved him, others not so much. I can only go by my own personal experiences with Martin. He was always very obliging. He was always very helpful. He was a raconteur. He had the most amazing stories. He'd been serving the trade as an accountant since 1966 and used to say to me, Mark, nothing's changed since I started. Cab drivers were saying the same stuff as are saying now. Mainly, the game's dead and when are Tottenham Hotspur going to win the league? Getting back to Martin's funeral, it stood out for a few reasons. One being, although there were quite a few cab drivers there, it's the only funeral I've ever been to that I did not know anybody there. I did not recognise one cab driver, never seen any of them before, or among his Martin's friends and family, nobody was known to me. In the chapel, his son and daughter spoke very movingly of their loving father. And coincidentally, the last time I'd been at that chapel where Martin's service was for the service of Amy Winehouse when she passed away some years ago at the all too young age of 27. Well, as we head towards the end of 2019, let's have a quick resume of the year. It started pretty poor, didn't it? Horrible kipper season, never seemed to end. And then Chelsea Flower Show, traditionally things pick up, wasn't too bad. But my God, wasn't the summer good. I had people telling me that it was best August they've ever had. September wasn't bad. October, not as good as the last couple of months, but it hasn't been a bad year all in all. We're still here, we're still viable, we're still valid, we're still fighting. So I'd like to take this opportunity to wish everybody a fantastic Christmas and a wonderful, happy, healthy, prosperous new year. On a personal note, I would like to wish all the best to my colleagues on Cab Chat, past and present, all the very, very best. And two, not forgetting season's greetings to our sponsors at Plan Insurance. And best wishes for 2020 to one and all of you out there, regular listeners or not. May all your wishes and aspirations come to fruition over the next 12 months. See you all. Be lucky. Cheerio from your little drummer boy, Drumslayer.
Thanks for that, Drumslayer. Once again, before I go, I'd like to thank all of the Cab Chat team for their contributions in 2019 and all for all of their help and support in producing the Cab Chat show. Also, I'd like to thank Plan Insurance once again for their continued support and sponsorship of the show. And last of all, you, the listener, for continuing to download and listen to the Cab Chat show. As I said at the start of the show, Christmas is a time where we normally take a bit of time out and spend it with friends and family. If you do celebrate Christmas, then please have a great, great Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, whatever you celebrate at this time of year, please have a fantastic time. If you are taking time out with family, have a lovely break. Also, have a great, fantastic and prosperous new year. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for keep on downloading Cab Chat and keep on listening. And don't forget, hit the subscribe button in your podcast app so that you get a notification each time we produce a new show. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year. Be lucky, keep those doors locked, earn well, and have fun. See you in 2020.
Well, that's the end of another Cab Chat show, and this bunch of idiots can go back to driving their cabs again. Something they actually know how to do. Until next week, have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Everyone, go enjoy yourself. At least try. You ready, Serge?
Rocking around my cab with me at the Christmas party hop. I'd like to hang mistletoe up with Steve, along with Garrett and Mike and Bob.
They're round their bloody necks.
Rocking around my cab with me, let the Christmas spirit ring. 'Cause we are run by imbeciles who don't know anything. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear the TFL has just imploded. My God, Serge has just exposed it. Rocking around my cab with me, having tea with Mr. Blake. He acts just like he's a big man, but he's wetter than a massive lake.
He's a milk!
Rocking around my cab with me, have a drink till it's all gone. We could all go to Delphine and have dinner with Leon.
Hey! I'd like to take this opportunity to say a very Merry Christmas to all the examiners at TFL.
Do you really mean that, Rob?
Yeah, of course I do. And can I have an A, please, on my next appearance? I love you guys.
Oh, hello, everybody. It's Odd Bobby here. I'd just like to say, I don't know why you're bothering. You're 20 years too late. Oh, here's a membership pack, Robert.
Robert, don't do the knowledge. Be an Uber driver. I'll have that membership, Bob.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear Serge Price, he just shacked Miss Bertram.
Oh, no! Oh, I could have been a pig, I'm not certain.
Rocking around my cab with me whilst you hang those shiny balls. Pacer's got a lot to say, shut your mouth, you know, call.
Too right there.
Rocking around Palestra House, standing there with blackguards out.
Visit that, what?
We all know Khan is full of shit, and we want Leon out.
Yeah!
Rocking around my cab with me, have a happy holiday. Just like Rob, James and Jamie, Mac, Joe and Sean Paul Day.
Oh, yes!
Rocking around, the taxi rang, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Just ring!
'Cause we are run by imbeciles who don't know anything.
Two, three, four.
Seven!
Rocking around the taxi rank, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, ring! 'Cause we are run by imbeciles who don't know anything.
First of all, I'd like to say earlier on in this record, you said about a shag Bertram. It's not true, no vicious rumor. I don't do pork.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas from Rob.
Do it again, Rob.
Christmas from Rob.
Hello, this is Rob. I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is James the Gentleman Cabbie, wishing all the listeners of London Taxi Radio a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Sean Paul Day, and I'm wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas, and I'll see you out there on the mean streets.
Hi, it's Mac the Cabby, and I just agree with what them lots have said. Hi, it's Mac the Cabby, and I'd like to wish everybody who listens and tunes into London Taxi Radio, thanks for listening, thanks for taking part, have a happy Christmas to you and yours.
Hello, this is Joe the Holman Cab. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Hello, this is Jamie Super Cabby. I'd like to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
One, two, three, four.
Seven!
Rocking around the taxi rank, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Oh, yeah.
Let it ring! Cause we are run by imbeciles who don't know anything.